We have been following and a part of the story of Mitchell Kiefer since it happened. Steve Kiefer, the president of GM International, Mitchell's father, reminds us time and time again how his son was killed by a distracted driver. And apparently there are several pieces of legislation up for consideration in our state legislature today that are very important for this. And Steve, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show. You have gotten some of these laws passed in other states, but we haven't yet in Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W., and thanks so much for the many years of support. You know, it's been nearly 5 years since we lost Mitchell to a distracted driver, and it's just amazing to me how difficult it has been to get some of this legislation put in place to change behavior, really.
Well, as I mentioned or alluded to, there are now 25 states that have some hands-free laws in place that you have championed. Tell me what laws are being looked at, what legislation is up for consideration in our great state today?
Yeah, so there's three distracted driving-related bills that are being brought forward, and I'm really pleased that they're being brought forward in a bipartisan fashion. So we've got Mari Manoogian, who's a Democrat, and Representative Mueller and Bellino, two Republicans, that have sponsored these bills. And they're basically what we call hands-free bills. They essentially make it illegal to hold the phone when you're in the car. So no holding the phone to talk, text, or use any other social media. And as you said, Paul W., these laws have been put in place in 25 states around the country. In every state that they've been enacted, the fatalities are dropping, the crashes are dropping, the insurance claims are dropping. And in I think about nine of these have been done just in the last 2 years with some of the work that we've done with an organization called StopDistractions.org. So we really are trying hard to get this done in Michigan this year.
Well, and well, you should. What's been the pushback, if there has been?
Well, it's really incredible because, you know, as I said, there's 25 states that have shown that these are effective. We get some arguments that, you know, there's many forms of distraction and why are we just focusing on mobile devices, which, you know, there's some truth to that. Of course, distraction comes in many forms, eating, drinking, putting on makeup, other activities. But by far the largest increase over the last sort of 5 to 10 years has been the increased use of cell phones. And, you know, everyone sees it out on the road, so we all know it's a problem. There's some other pushback that, you know, really gets along the lines of civil liberties, which says, you know, people saying, don't tell me what I can do in my car, to which most of us would say, that's fine until you kill my child, and now it's my problem. So those arguments are really, to me, just, you know, false arguments, smoke screens, and they really demonstrate a bias towards inaction, because not only are there people blocking these bills from being passed into laws, but they're not coming up with alternatives that are any better. So that's really the concern we have.
You know, it goes without saying that somebody holding a phone in the car could be just holding the phone, could be texting, which is illegal, could be talking on the phone. You're looking toward trying to make holding the phone in the car the primary offense because you can't tell what someone's doing. I mean, right now, the laws that ban texting still allow people to hold the phone in the car, and it's impossible for law enforcement to determine what a person is doing on their phone. You can't distinguish between them texting or using the phone or just holding on to it. So I think what you're saying is the best way to go, and what's worked best is just say you shouldn't be holding your phone while you're driving.
That's exactly right. It's a law enforcement issue, and our great law enforcement has done everything they can to try, including some of these ghost rides and you know, mounting people on overpasses to try to get visuals on what people are doing in the cars as they pass by. It's crazy what we put law enforcement through to just basically try to protect us in this sense. And really, the hands-free laws would make it very straightforward. If you're holding the phone in the car, it's illegal. It's a primary offense. You're pulled over. And by the way, not only 25 states in this country, but I would say every developed nation around the world has the same kind of laws. It's really just common sense, and we really need to get Michigan on board. I would also just say, because these bills are up for third reading today in Lansing, and we're just getting some feedback that they may be skipped today because there's several legislators that are opposed. And I normally wouldn't shout out specific names, but we really need your listeners to speak up. Listeners that are in North Oakland County, John Riley is opposed to this. Listeners that are in Highland, White Lake, Milford, Waterford, Matt Maddock is opposed to this. And in Wixom, Commerce, and West Bloomfield, Ryan Berman is opposed to this. And I think people that live in those areas just really need to reach out to their offices and demand an explanation, because either they need to support this or they need to come up with an alternative that will work better than these laws.
That's all you're asking for. And through your own loss of Mitchell and trying to help other parents and families not go through this with some reasonable regulations for people driving. We've seen it for years. There are some people who just can't even talk on a cell phone and drive. How many times have we had somebody going well below the speed limit and we pass them and we see them talking on the phone, oblivious to the fact that they also happen to be driving a car? All right, absolutely. Steve, thanks. Thanks for,
Paul W.,
for your...
We hope to, it'll be, Paul W., as I said, it'll be 5 years on September 19th. We'd like to get this signed into law on the porch of Mackinac during the Mackinac Policy Conference this year. So thank you for all your help in getting this done.
I hope we can help. Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks so much. Steve Kiefer, president of GM International, remembering his son Mitchell, who was killed by a distracted driver. There's some pieces of legislation up for consideration in our state legislature today that are obviously important to him, could be very important to us. 844 WJR.